Kalim Perek Beis Mishnah Beis. Hadakin. Dakin means small. Literally, dakin means thin. In this case, it means small in terms of volume. Hadakin shebe klei cheres. Small klei cheres. Small kelim made out of cheres. Vikarkeroisehem. It's an interesting word. We'll have it other times. Karkeroisehem means miloshin like karka. It's related. It means the base of it, the bottom of the klei cheres. Vidofneisehem. The walls of a kli cheres, yoishvin shaloim misumachim. They broke, and now they could hold on to something. They have a koyach to. They have a kli kibul without being propped up by something. Sometimes you have a shard, you have a piece of kli cheres. It can hold something unless it's propped up by something else. That would not give it a shame kli by itself. Here we're talking about something which is taka broken, but it has a kli kibul onto its own. It's Yoshim Shalem Yisumachim. Shi'uron, the shear of these Shivrei Kli Cheres, the Loshon Chazal have, which we'll call it that, is called Gistra. That's why it's called the Loshon Chazal. Gistra means something that's broken. Kli Cheres that's broken. The shear of its Kabbalah's Tuma is Michdei Sichas Cotton. Is as much as you would need. It has to hold enough volume. Let's say you're talking about a clay that has liquid in it. Enough that you'd be able to take the liquid that's inside to smear oil or lotion or something like that over an Aver cotton. Sichas cotton is a shear that you have in Shabbos, also legabi hoitzo. And over there, what it means is Sichas Aver cotton shebe cotton. It means even a tinik ben yom is the smallest figure. It's a very, very small amount. And this shear is said up to, we're talking about a kli that broke, it's a small kli, it's dakin. A small kli up to the point where that kli is a loig. There are many, many kidei sichas cottons in a loig. A loig is a sizable amount. So we're talking about up to a very small kelim, up to a very large amount. And it's mekabel tumah. What the subject of this mission is, Mikan Ve'elech in the mission will be details, and we'll learn those. But before that, let's concentrate on the klal. Vashteto, that is a klal, this is what's Mekabel Tuma. There are three shittas, two main shittas and a das yochid. The shita of the Rav, and it's Mavur and the Rash, and the Rosh, it comes from Rash, Yechum, Dafn, and Dalid, that the shir that we're talking about over here is not only by broken kelim. How big does a kli have to be in order to be mekabel tumah? Even small kli cheres, a mekabel, even if it's not broken. It was made that way originally. It's also when it's broken, and we'll see the hemshech hamishnah, we'll see why it's neger that it's broken. But this is the shir of a kli cheres. Tosfos, over there in Chulin, Daf Nedal, is Matmian Rashi. Lo metzinu, go through Shas. It doesn't say any place that there's a shir, a minimal amount of room, that a shear that the kli cheres has to have in order to be roy lekabel tumah. In fact, they bring that there's a Mishnah in the 17th parak later on in the Seches Kelim that a clay kibul could be even lamashal a kid uses a small shell or something of a knot and is miyachid it in order to scoop out sand. It becomes a kli as a base kibul. There is no minimal shear on kelim. This is Taisus Kasha, and this seems to be the Shita of the Rambam, where the Rambam holds that there is no shear, the minimal amount of kli. The shear over here is something unique. Hayyos, we're talking about something that broke, like we're saying, we're talking about Gistra, Shivrei kli. So it doesn't have a shame of a kli sholim because it's only broken pieces of a kli. Broken pieces of a kli, when could it still be called? That it's a kli, has the chshivas of a kli, that it has the status of a kli, only when it has a certain amount of minimal shear, but the kli, if it was designed that way, could be minimal. This is the shita of the Rambam, with him the Ramban, the Ran, the Goin, that the etzim shir kabbalas tum is bekolshu, and it's only over here like gabi shiver kel. In order to be matzik, the Rashi, and the Rash, and the Rav, what we'll have to say is that the shir of a kli cheres, which is kdei sichas koton, obviously, it's only halach and kli cheres, kimavur and al mishnah, that's what we're talking about, as opposed to kli eitz and other types of kelim. Other types of kelim, the chshivus of the kli inherently is enough to render it a kli, even though it's b'mashu. Mashayengen a kli cheres, a kli ches taka needs a certain chshivus, and because of that, it's only when it has a certain amount of minimal share. There's a third shita which just proves what we just said in the second shita. There's a raven in teres kehanim that understands that also this is a din in dafkin kli cheres. Nishnodem, it's mufurish in the Torah's Kohenim that there's a drosha here. The Torah says, v'chol klichas, there's klichas, v'chol is marbe, an extra level. The Ravid holds that klichas does not have the shear of regular kelim. The Ravid says how much l'chor says in the Mishnah. He says, l'halocha, that the shear minimum in a klichas is a revius, which is much bigger than k'dei sichasei v'kotten. So how are you going to shtim the Ravid with the Mishnah? So that the Mepharshim say, what you're going to have to say is that we're talking over here about a large kli. It was already mekabel tuma. The shaila is legabi the shvira when that's called shivrei kelim, that it loses its pokat the tuma. On that, it's not enough that it's less than a revius. You want to know when to be miyach the kli cheres. If it's less than a revius, then it doesn't have the chshivus of a kli. That's what the Ravid holds. But if it already had a chshivus of a kli, it was already tomei legabi shvira, legabi ois, legabi being mafkia, on that it has to be less. Clearly, you'll have to say, vis-a-vis the discussion that we had in the previous Mishnah, is that he holds that it's not automatic that when something is ois kli, it becomes pokat the tuma. You have to do a maisa shvira. The maisa shvira has to completely destroy it. That being said, the maisa kli completely destroying it, it has to be less even than that. Even a sheer minimum of Kedei Sichas Kotten. That's where you'll explain the three sheets in the Mishnah. In any case, what the Mishnah is saying is this sheer, like we said, of a very small dakin, Mechtei Sichas Kotten va'ad loig. Mi loig v'ad so. We'll explain the Mishnah now with the shita of the Rav, which is that we're talking over here about the size of a kli, and we're talking over here, dafka, about a broken kli. The kli originally has no shear. We're talking over here that shivrei kelim don't have a chshivus of a kli unless it's a certain size. That's why there's a shear here. Let's say the kli was not a small kli. We're talking about a large kli. L'chatchilo. And now it broke. The shaila is, at what point do we see the pieces that it shattered into as garbage and it's ois kli? Or we say, look, objectively, pick up the pieces over here on the floor. The pieces over here on the floor, if you'd make a piece of kli cheres this size, it would be able to be mekabel tuma. We're talking about something quite large, a big, large vat. And it breaks, it shatters into smithereens. But lemaisa, there are some pieces there that are decently sized. To make lechatchil of those pieces, would it be a kli cheres? Yeah, why not? At what point do we see the pieces that the big vat smashed into as just pieces of cheres lying around? At what point do we see them as kelim? So on that, the Mishnah is telling us that if the kli was a small kli to start with, if the pieces are not that big, it's mechtei sichas kotten va'ad loig, it's considered still a kli. Mi loig va'ad so, if the kli originally had been the size of a loig until the size of a so, just to put into context, a loig in measurements is 6 kibetzes. So we say, Lamashal, if you want to measure legabi kiddush, let's say you'll say like the bigger shear, like the chaznish, kiddush, a revius. A revius, by the way, is a revius of a loig. So a revius of a loig, let's say you'll call about 5 ounces. So it'll be about 20 ounces. It'll be about 20 fluid ounces in this loig. So it's not that much. It's a pretty small jar. What happens if it's a loig ad so? Now, a so is the bigger measurement. Then a loig is a kav. Bigger than a kav is a so. So a so is 24 loigin. So you're talking about now it's quite a sizable jar. So ad so be revius. A revius would already a piece of gistro from a kli cheres. That was from a little bit bigger. The loig was in the bechlal the first year. So it's got the bad loig, vad bechlal. From a little bit more than a loig until a saw bervius. Misov v'ad sasayim, which is already quite a big jar. Bechatzi loig, it would have to be that big to be considered still something meaningful, not just a piece of tzebrochna cheres. Misosayim v'ad sholosh v'ad chomish soim. Somehow the Mishnah says it that way. It's not the usual loshon. It's not from 2 to 3 until 5. So then it's 2 to 5. What does the Mishnah mean to say? Mufashim say, because generally speaking, this is how big the kelim were. Standard make of kelim was 2 to 3. 5 is already a different make. But all this from 2 to 5, the size that the piece of gistra would have to be in order to retain its status as a kli is below divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, normal when a Mishnah says divrei, and the next time Oimer it's a machlokes. Over here, the Mefarshim said there's no machlokes. Rabbi Kiva has a different way of looking at it, but the numbers compute the same. He says like this, Ani any noisim bohem mido, I don't give amounts. It's not totally inexact amounts. Elo, it's totally in the type of kli. The numbers will be the same, but the way he's dividing it is lefi Chazal's understanding, which to us doesn't mean that much, but Chazal had different definitions of type of kelim. Dakin, a small kelim, should be kli cheres. V'chen karkar esem, this part was said before, v'daf nesem, this is his formula. Yoshin Shalom is welcome, the same problem that we had before. Shiuron Mikhtay Sikhas Kotten, like we said before. The Ad Kederis Hadakos, until Kederis, which are somewhat bigger, Dakin are very small, Kederis Hadakos are smaller Kederis, Kederis are bigger, so smaller Kederis are somewhat bigger. Mea Kederis Hadakos, the Ad Chovius Ludiois, the standard issue Chovius that were made in Lud, were the size of what we had before, which is until a saw. So over there, the halach is, that's berivis. Miludiois v'ad lachmiois, which means kelim that are made in Beis Lechem, they made larger, the factories in Beis Lechem made larger sizes. That's miso v'ad sosayim, but that's b'chatziloig, like we had before. Milachmiois v'ad chatzovim gedoilim already means big kadim, that were already used for major storage. That's beloig. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai Oimer, the very atypical Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is doch the Rebbe of the Rabbeim of Rabbi Kiva. To quote Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel before, and to, with all the details, and then to bring Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, it's a chiddush, but this is where the Mishnah brings it. And this sounds like a different Messias. This was Taka Machloikis. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, Oimer, Chatzovim Gedolim, the biggest that we just mentioned from Rabbi Kiva, Shi'uron b'shnei lugin. So he argues on the shir, the biggest kelim, how much they need to retain the status of royal kabbal tuma. Ha'pachim ha'glilim v'chevyoinois, pachim glilim are the, like pachim ketanim we have by Yankov Avinu. So we have, they come from Galil, and chevyoinois, which are also very small, shir karkeresen kol shein, the bottom, the base of these kelim, are kolshkin, are considered kelim that are royal kabbal. So he argues that Gabi the biggest kelim, what the size is. He also argues that Gabi the smallest kelim. And he says with kolshkin, he's talking about the karkarasem as well. Ve'inlem tvanis, because they're so small, the fanois are certainly not going to have any meaningful hishtamshus. What the Mishnah says, kolshkin, which we said, mashuhu, Lemais, if you look at the Mefarshim, the Rav says that Kol Shein Lav Davke means Kedei Sichas Kotten. That means he's not Cholik on that. But he is Cholik on the biggest Kli. So there's a few small details of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. This is the way the Rav and the other Rishonim are on Mefarshim, the Mishnah. There are deos that have a different way. Now there's one very major point over here to be made. The basic source of the Shmaitz over here is that Kli Cheres, the Shivrei Kli Cheres, Gistro we called it, if the shear of the broken pieces are still b'chdei the size of being a kli, then they're mekabel tumah. Lemaisa, you look at the Rambam Pirushim Shnayis, and the Rambam says this also in Hilchus Kelim Perek Yud Ches, and he says this also in Perek Yud Tes. The Rambam says very clear, kol ha-kelim shenishbu v'nifsedo tzuroson, all types of kelim, en shivrei mekabel tumah. You have a big metal kli and it broke. The pieces are still roy to a certain extent to be used as a kli. They're not mekabel tumah. They broke. Chutz mishivrei kli cheres shemayu bem cheres haroy lekabel. if it still has enough of a shear to be mekabel, so then harehu mekabel tumish never v'kol klichez, the drasha that we brought before. Sometimes kind of v'kol, it's marba klichez v'kol, an extra level that even shiver kelim. The Raven asov, this is masik. Om Avrom, kamani tomal zeh, kechol ha-mishnayis v'atiseftes meleiz mizeh, shakli ha-nishba v'oysim me'in malokha rishoyna, b'kli eit sh'yile beis kibbut me'im. There's a halacha that we have many nuschoyes of. If it's oisem me'ein melachton ha'rishoyna, so then it is mekabel tumah. So what is the Rambam talking about? That's only halach kliches. That's true by every other kli also. So to be miyashiv the Rambam, what you have to say is avada that the halacha over here of klicheres and shiver klicheres is not the same halacha of oisem me'ein melachtoi. One way to do it would be to say oisem me'ein melachtoi means it has to have a similar shnapshus to the original kli. And not, it can't be used for any type of kli. It has to be the original ishtamshus. And with kli cheres, you don't need that. Kli cheres, you need, as long as it can be roi li ishtamshus ezehu, but even if it's not me'ein, melachtoi. So Reb Chaim in Perek Yutes Hilchos Kelim explains that avada, when you have a piece of kli cheres, a large piece of kli cheres, and it theoretically could be used for something, but doesn't have a tzuras akli. It's shivrei cheres. It wasn't made into a final product. Now that's not mekabel tumah. It's not royal mekabel tumah. It doesn't have a shame kli. But once something is turned into a kli cheres, the pieces of it exist. A kosov v'kol kli cheres says that even the pieces that are left over from it still have the shame kli on it that still retains the ability to be mekabel tumah. And that halacha is a bazunder halacha in kli cheres, not another kelim. And what Reb Chaim is saying is that by all other kelim, eitz, etzem, etc., the other types of kelim, if they don't have the tzura of a kli, they're not mekabel tumah. If it's not oisem me'ein melachto, it's not mekabel tumah. But shenken by kli cheres, the whole kli cheres being mekabel tumah is a chiddush, because kli cheres b'etzem is not a choshev material. So the Torah is mechadish that there's a type of kli called kli cheres. The fact is that when it's already a kli, even though it lost its tzuras hakli, if it's enough that it could function as a kli cheres because it has a kli kibul, even if it doesn't have the tzura of the kli, it's enough to retain its status as a kli cheres. Mitoich kli cheres being a dover gerua, that's the havana, it has that extra level of chaymah that it retains its status as a kli. Now this is l'chera halocha l'gabi be'etzim. Once something doesn't have a tzur of a kli, it's ois kli. There's a halocha l'gabi kabbalas tumah. Since it was already royal l'kabbal tumah, it retains that chiddush din because the Torah says v'kol kli cheres. So, when you look at the Taz and Arachayim, simekuf nuntes, l'gabi nitilus yodayim, he says that ein noitlum b'shivrei kli cheres, because it's exes akos l'gabi kabbalas tumah that it retains its status of a kli, even though it's not oisem me'ein melachtei. But you want to know be'etzem and the shame kli? Avad it's ois kli. Somebody can wash until to die with it. According to the rabbi, there's no makom for this distinction. One other point over here to make is that shivrei kli cheres, the Rash in the Mishnah says that shivrei kli cheres of mekabel tumah, just by the fact of that they used to be part of the kliches, they don't need a yichud that the person now is miyachid it for a shimush. It looks like it's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and Chum Dafayin Gimel, and that Tosfos holds not the way. Tosfos holds that once it was part of a kliches, once it broke, so there needs a yichud, because otherwise it would be like any other thing that's not a kli until you miyachid it l'kach.